Hi, this is Laura from 3am. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, Kansas City Online Radio.
She got me so damn blind that I can't see. I really don't know what she's doing to me. From what I'm told, I'm not alone. She got plenty more just hanging on. I got to leave that woman alone. She's so dangerous. I got to leave that woman alone. She pulled me closer than she whispered to me. Don't believe what you hear, believe what you see. Me so good, I was blinded again. She had to do what she do, so she can win. That girl is dangerous, I got to leave that woman alone. She's so dangerous, I got to leave that woman alone.
What a rocking start from okay, Wayne, sorry. What a rocking start from the album from 8 years ago called Mystery. That's Wayne Baker Brooks and She's Dangerous, opening up at the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Belgrade, and Radio Belgrade and Radio Napa too, and of course as a podcast. Welcome to the programme. As Joey would say, how are you doing? It's been a good week this week. Busy, haven't earned much money, not much paid work, but in terms of music, fabulous. We've had the band 3AM. They'll be our guests in the live session a little bit later on. Also out of New York, Dave Keys was making making a flying visit to the UK, and so he came into the session, which you will hear in 2 weeks' time, and loads of other stuff too. Lots of new stuff in the programme as well, but as an advance, seeing as Dave's already been, and this weekend he's up in Yorkshire, but you'll hear him in 2 weeks' time, because next week our guest is Doug McLeod. So here's a bit of a taster of what you'll hear in 2 weeks' time.
Let's go down to New Orleans. Back in the early 90s and late 80s, there was a great club in New York called the Lone Star Cafe, where all the blues guys played, where James Brown would play. It was a tiny stage, not much bigger really than this floor, and he'd get 15 people up there. But everybody played there. I opened up for the Neville Brothers many times there. I used to open up for Dr. John all the time. So I wrote this tune with all of those New Orleans cats in mind. It's kind of a tribute to all the great musicians, present and past, and it's called A Fess and the Doctor, and it goes like this.
Give me me fencing the doctor all night long. Keep me fencing the doctor all night long. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you'll hear him on FM on the show in 2 weeks' time, but if you can't wait that long and want to hear the complete session, it's already available on the podcast. And if you aren't a subscriber to the podcast, you really should be. It's free, unlike so many things in life these days. And all you got to do is go to the Raven and the Blues page or go to iTunes, but the link is on the Raven and the Blues page, raven.dj. Click on the link, subscribe, and then every time there's a new show, both the weekly program and the live sessions, it'll come straight to your computer. And if you want to get the podcast application for your smartphone, Nokia, Android, or iPhone, that's also there too. You have to pay for that, a couple of dollars, but that's all it is. And then you'll get the program to your phone whenever there's a new show. Anyway, so Dave Keys will be our guest in a couple of weeks' time, and a great session. The other session earlier in the week, they're coming in a few minutes' time. That's the band 3AM. Here's a single about to be released, which is good. A track I played from the album when it was first released, to me the standout track in many respects, the one they've done live here on the boat, 24 Pesos, their new single and a remixed version of Melon Man.
I got a job at the hog trap, playing them blues for Pimp Frog. Mellow down easy, mellow down slow. Gonna jump that sampan train, bang on the devil's door.
Whoa, whoa. Wasted, my daddy just scouted. Rolled and I tumbled till I hit that town. Like a king snake crawling, put my suitcase down, yeah. Blew the harp with my best note, sang a song with my best throat. Down by the roadside, playing my blues till midnight. Ain't never stumbled and I ain't gonna fall. Gonna jump that southbound train, bang on the devil's door. To stand on my feet, yeah. Mellow down easy, and mellow down slow. Gonna jump that southbound train, bang on the devil's door.
Whoa, whoa.
a remixed version, lots of extra bits in the middle and towards the end. Great stuff indeed. Hope it does well for them. If you don't tend not to buy records, you really should, because it's the only way the bands can make a living. Because, okay, they sell some over the stage, but getting to gigs is so expensive these days, and the number of gigs in the UK is diminishing. And so the only way the bands can keep on going, as Tim Renton from 3AM was saying earlier on this week, you know, if you don't buy the albums, we can't make any money out of it, and we can't make any more albums. So buy that. Let's get a single in the charts. Even nicer in the top 40 will be lovely. 24 Pesos and their new single off their album, and that's called Melon Man. Well, time for some live sessions, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome from London, 3AM.
Thank you.
It's the Raven of the Blues on Talk Radio Europe on the coast of Spain, on Radio Napa in Cyprus, on Belgrade Radio, would you believe, in Belgrade, Kansas City Online Radio in Kansas, and of course it's a podcast across the world. And that's a track written by Percy Mayfield when I was a young boy and performed here by 3am. Welcome to the studio. It's good to see you all. Tim, what I believe I'm right in saying that you kind of are the former member of the band, or the guy who started the band, or how does it work?
Well, Andy and I were. We were in bands together in the 70s, and we got to about 2005 and decided to do it again, basically. That's a really ridiculous age.
So the band stems back some 7 years then, basically, does it?
Yes.
Yes. And was it always going to be a blues from the beginning, or how did that work?
It was based around the blues, in as much as we always liked girl vocalists, so we sort of based ourselves on Stone the Crows and Elkie Brooks and Janis Joplin and things like that. So it's blues, but it's blues rock.
So did you? I mean, therefore, you always plan to have a female vocalist in the band. Was that the way it was going to be?
That was the intention. Yes.
Right. Okay. And then, how many incarnations over that period of time? Have there been many?
Well, we actually started off with Kat Pearson Thomas, who is now...
Oh, yes,
Kat,
I know.
Kat,
yes.
I'm sure you met her
in Mijas in Spain, yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
She sort of started us off mainly because she was a friend of my youngest daughter. They actually worked in sort of cafes in Camden together. Mm-hmm. And then we met... we lost her, Kat, because she sort of... gave it up for a bit, basically. And we advertised and we got hold of Helen.
All right, I see. And
I gather you had here last week.
That's right, of course. Yes, I've sort of put it together now. And then, when did you come into the band, Laura?
I think it's a year ago.
Oh, I see, okay.
Almost to the day.
Headhunted?
Possibly.
Headhunted, or did they see
almost.
You playing?
I think it was May.
Did they see you playing, or were you headhunted, or how did it work?
No, it came through a different route, but actually... I'd been running some jazz nights, in fact, at a pub that Tim's daughter had been working at.
Mm-hmm. The same daughter who's worked
right,
at Cat.
Yes.
So there was a connection, and there was a connection with another bar that I was doing some live nights at as well. So.
Right. So you came from a jazz background, or a jazz and blues background? Or
Just a very mixed background, soul, mm-hmm. country, blues, just everything really.
But has it always been that way for you as well? Or had you come from other genres along the way?
Yeah, mixed. A whole mixture of stuff, yeah.
Now, the album which came out a couple of weeks ago, well, a couple of months ago, I guess it would be now, the year's flown by, mostly your own self-penned stuff, but you opened up there with a cover. When you're on stage, what's the ratio between covers and your own material?
It's about half and half. That was a cover we actually picked up from a B.B. King version with Gladys Knight, which was lovely. So, it's about half and half. We do a lot of Maggie Bell numbers, basically because Chris had a lot to do with Maggie Bell in the old days and was actually on the Midnight Flyer album.
Oh, right, I see. Okay, talking of music and albums, what are you going to do for us next?
This next one's called Insatiable.
Ah.
Brand of love, I'm in table, baby, that's a fact. I ain't got no pill or no special deal to get me out of this. Cut off my air supply, restore me with a kiss. With a kiss. With a kiss. Restore me, yeah. Restore me with a kiss, 'cause I'm insatiable. Well, come on and mess me up. I'm addicted to this thing that we call love. I'm insatiable. Instead, well, I never meant to hold a gun up to your head. Well, I only wanted all of you, but I lost myself instead, 'cause I'm insatiable. Come on and mess me up. I'm addicted to
voice of Laura Long on vocals. There is a video, www.raven.dj. Go to the website, scroll down, look for the picture, and you can listen to the complete session with two more tracks and loads more interviews. And also there's a video as well of all the music. Andy Renton on drums, Tim Renton, his brother, on guitar, Fussy Anderson on bass, Chris Parron, you don't see on the video, but he's just in the corner, he's on keys, and then Laura, of course, on vocals. A great session, 10 channels into the mixer, and I mixed that afterwards. More of that later. New album's now just been released, Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, his second album fronting the band. The album is called One Wrong Turn. Here he is with Old News.
He was a jumbo shrimp and was a high class pimp. They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. Keep you so confused. Yeah, but that's old news. He was a civil war. What's up with less is more? for trout at the store. They left you out the door. Keep you so confused. Yeah, but that's old news. Things I did back when I was a kid. I know you wonder how I left about it now, but I was so confused. Yeah, but that's so new.
It's not typical. The album is much more like the Nightcats, Little Charlie and the Nightcats, but that, I just love that track. When I listened to the album through, I heard that and thought, oh, it's so good. Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, brand new album, One Wrong Turn, and there you heard Old News. Staying with new albums, this one's not quite so new, already featured it before in the programme. Albert Castilla, Living the Dream, I Want Her for Myself.
Sacrificed what's been bad for me, but this vice won't set me free. My baby does me fine, she does somebody else. I ain't complaining, I just want her for myself. Don't like the way she spreads her love around. Neither can the other dude she's loving in town. My baby does me fine, she does somebody else. I ain't complaining, I just want it for myself. I ain't complaining, I'm just saying. My baby does me fine and she does somebody else. I ain't complaining, I just want it for myself. Lovers like fish in the sea, and one of them fishes is poor me. My baby does me fine and she loves somebody else. I ain't complaining, I just want her for myself. I ain't complaining, I'm just saying. My baby does me fine and she loves somebody else. I ain't complaining, I just want it for myself. I ain't complaining, I'm just saying. My baby does me fine and she does somebody else. I ain't complaining, I just want it for myself. Thank you.
That's lovely. Really good. One of my Facebook friends. Woo! He's been very promiscuous on Facebook this last week or so, Albert Castilla. He joined it, and he's joined all the blues societies and lots of photographs. It's kind of good in a kind of roundabout way. Anyway, it's his new album, Living the Dream, and I Want Her for Myself. Let's stay with the new albums, although we featured it a few times before. Blues for the Modern Days, it's been number 3 or 2, sometimes even 1, here in the blues albums charts on the downloads. In the States, in the top 5 for the last 5 weeks, which is great stuff. Here's Walter. Walter Trout, turn on your... Come on, Raven, you can do it. Here's Walter Trout, turn off your TV. Great guy, lovely fella, great guitarist, Walter Trout. Yes, Blues for the Modern Days, the album, Turn Off Your TV. Great line in that, which you may have heard it, you may have missed it. Next time you listen to it, listen out for it. The newscasting lady, she looks kind of weird. She's had another facelift. She'll soon have a beard or something like that. I know what he means, roughly. Anyway, Hebden Blues Festival a couple of weekends ago had a Women in Blues night, or Women in Blues stage, where many of the blues names here in the UK, we featured a lot over the course of this last year or so, were on stage, including Hoosen. Jenna Hoosen was on with the band. Now, I think they're going to be in the North East this weekend, because loads of blues festivals going on in the North East at the weekend. I know, Joe Harmon's gone up there. But anyway, we've got such awful weather. Isle of Wight has got a big festival. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers this weekend. He's probably going to be rained out. It's just horrendous weather. I'm going to be away in Hampshire. But anyway, I think Hoosen are in Durham this weekend. Here they are from their new album, brand new, Sugar Rush, Devil Heard You Lie. Mm-hmm. The album's been out about a month or so, or thereabouts. I got hold of my copy about 4 weeks ago. That's Hoosen, the new album. I think it's their debut album as well, Sugar Rush, and that's The Devil Heard You Lie. They do have a website, but it's when I looked at it last, it said, website coming soon, and their last dates were something like May or thereabouts, so presumably it'll get updated before too long. Anyway, Sugar Rush and Hoosen. Okay, staying with new releases, this is rather fine from Ireland, Mark O'Reilly, his debut album. It's called My Friend Mark's. Again, it's a lovely mix of things. It reminds me, actually, I won't tell you who it reminds me of. I'll see what you think at the end of it. I'll ask you a question and see what your answers. Who does this guy remind you of? Mark O'Reilly, Tell Old Joe.
Thank you. down for a while. He's wanted for some shooting that took place outside of town. The road to Old Kentucky, where Swamco ladies pass. If you wanna joke, keep it running, man. Better make it fast. On death's begun, they're all looking for Perugia. But I just got one question: where you gonna go? You gonna hide in those bushes? You gonna go side east or west? 'Cause the men are looking for you, Joe. They are the best.
Back in, I'm riding with the wind, neck and neck with the devil. himself, my guns are blazing. Ready to win, I'm on the road till the break of day. It all starts again, that factory gate that I walk in. You walk on. Smarter way too late, it's a fact of life. You're gonna pay the piper every chance you take. When you take, when you take, oh, in my dreams I'm horseback in, riding with the wind, neck and neck with the devil himself. My guns are blazing, ready to win. I'm on the road till the break of day. It all starts again, that factor gate that I walk.
See what I mean?
I walk in.
Not her.
And I walk out.
That's Corinne West. But on backing vocals and on guitar, Kelly Jo Phelps. And I think Kelly Jo Phelps and Mark O'Reilly sound kind of similar in a way. And before that, you heard Mark O'Reilly from his brand new album called My Friend Mark's, just been released, and Tell Old Joe. You'll find the links to that and everything we've played on the programme and everything else we've done over the last 13 years on the Raven and the Blues page. Very simple. www.raven.dj. Simple as that. Email address, dave@raven.dj. Wherever you are in the world, I'd love to hear from you. I was talking earlier on about buying records, because there's not much money in the business, and I know that I'm lucky enough to have some of the money coming in, so I can afford to buy the software, even though it's expensive, and all the computer bits you need. But for your musicians, of course, you've got to buy the gear and keep the van rolling and everything else. And if you just every week listen to not just my program, but all the blues shows, and listen online or Spotify and go, isn't that lovely? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that nice? And never spend any money, it's not helping the music business at all. So nag, 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 whinge, 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 I know. But so every now and again, if you like something, dip into your pocket and actually buy it. Keeps the music going round, basically. That's the rant over. The Blues Music Awards, they one more month to run. If you haven't yet voted, please do so. You'll find the link on the Raven and the Blues page. Bluesmusicawards.com, though, will get you there as well. And I think that's about it, really. Let's close with another new album, Eddie Martin and the Big Band. The album is called Looking Forward, Looking Back. This is called Jumpy Legs. Have a fabulous 7 days, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for listening. I know there's lots of competition out there, loads of demands upon your time, but your time, having you here is nice. Let's close with this one called Jumpy Legs. Have a great 7 days. Bye-bye.